Well, it's above in fire, are you sure? The curtains. They were Catholics, I guess, and they were willing with the bailiffs. And he always used to pay the rent and all this. William with him and all this made it the job fierce difficult for the Moonlighters. I don't know what the Lord Can Mayor, as far as I remember, the Lord Can Mayor at that time. And it was one night anyway, I had decided to. There was a raid. The Moonlighters made a raid and they were masked. And there were the fierce strong musicians from the curtains. And see, that was the only way of getting arms in that time. There were the landlords, I suppose, that had guns, but Cotton himself, he had the guns because he had the shooting rights of the area. And the Moonlighters, they had masks on. They were well prepared for any resistance. I suppose, with all the fighting and scuffling that was going on in the house, young Sullivan got shot. He was only a young fella. And I suppose there was another fella as well. Arrested afterwards. No, a couple in there. Arrested afterwards and put in jail over it. But in a rage anyway, Curtin himself ran out the back door and with the gun. But however it happened, they were one of the Moonlighters outside waiting for him. And he shot him, killed him. And that was a fright that happened anyway, but there was a fierce attempt that he made to try to get the Moonlighters who did it. They were from the wise around, they were the hope of catching him, really. The locals, they were very upset about the young Sullivan being killed, and they went to they started boycotting him, or I suppose you could call it boycotting him, really. They used to be throwing stones at him, going to mass and all this kind of thing. And I remember they said they broke the seats of where the cottage used to sit inside in mass. They brought out the backyard and they broke them outside, and the bishop was going wild over it anyway, and they weren't left to have mass in the church with a few weeks until things settled down. But however, the bike hadn't walked out, the cotton had to leave the farm. And that was the end of the story, I suppose. It was just another victory for the Moonlighters.